Hello, welcome to the Sun Sign School. My name is Israel Ajozi, and in this podcast episode, I will be speaking on the planet Jupiter. Yes, the great Jupiter, of course. He's known as the great benefic. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. He's linked with our ability to search for meaning in life. He's connected with our ethics, morals that we seek. He's connected with our growth. When I say growth, this can be physical growth, spiritual growth, philosophical growth, intellectual growth. It can be growth on all levels because we all need to grow in life, right? Growth is a part of the advancement and the moving forward of life. So Jupiter is connected with this. He's also connected with our ability to be protected. He's connected with our ability to be lucky. Now that's interesting. That's an interesting word when we look at that word lucky. What does luck mean? Luck can be something perhaps maybe that comes to us quite easily, or a place in life where we are very fortunate. Well, Jupiter is that planet that represents fortune, where we can be fortunate in life. And I guess it's probably fair to say that we are all fortunate in some areas of our life, perhaps maybe some more than others, but we are fortunate in some areas of our lives. And Jupiter represents that particular area of how that fortune perhaps maybe may come to us, in which way it comes. Jupiter is also connected with our ability to be confident, our ability to be optimistic in the birth chart. So we can start to see how important of a role Jupiter actually plays. You know, astrologers are always looking and searching for where Jupiter may be in the heavens at any particular time, because there he will show us which particular area of life it is that he's going to be affecting for us. And this is what Jupiter essentially is about. So Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system. I think this tells us a little bit about what Jupiter is about, that ability to expand. So even astronomically, him being the biggest planet in our solar system is letting us know that there's something very expansive about him. He has his own cosmos of moons actually orbiting in him. So that is what Jupiter essentially represents. It represents our drive for insight on an intellectual, philosophical, spiritual, and even often a religious level also as well. So Jupiter has always been said to bring great fortune, and it influences anything that it comes into contact with in the chart. This is what Jupiter essentially represents. Jupiter takes about 12 years to go through the whole zodiac, starting at Aries and finishing in the sign of Pisces. Takes approximately about 12 years to orbit the sun or to go through the zodiac, each one of the zodiac signs. So depending when you wherever when whenever you were born, what year you were born, Jupiter will be in a particular sign. The sign that Jupiter is in represents cultural influences and social drives for expansion and improvement. We have to remember that this is a planet of expansion. He's constantly trying to expand, which means he's constantly trying to improve, trying to get better, trying to advance forward. These are the things in which he particular represents. The house in which Jupiter is in, which I will speak a little bit about in a moment, but the house Jupiter, the house position that Jupiter is in your birth chart, will indicate the specific area in life which you gain insight and you grow in understanding. That is what Jupiter essentially is about. And the house where he's also positioned can also shed light in the area of life where you perhaps may be considered lucky, or where you get a certain amount of fortune, or where you are fortunate in life. Jupiter definitely is the planet that will shed a lot of light on that. So we all want to know where our Jupiter is and how our Jupiter is functioning in our chart. So the need for expansion, the need for opportunity. He is the planet of opportunity. We all need opportunities in life someplace. So Jupiter is that planet that provides that opportunity for us, who opens the door. We speak about opportunity being somewhat of like a door that opens for us, something that we receive or we are blessed to encounter in our lives. Well, Jupiter is that planet that represents that in the chart. So locating where Jupiter actually is of great importance. So now I want to speak about Jupiter just very quickly through the houses, and just to give you a little bit of an insight of how the manifestation may come about in your life if you have Jupiter in any one of the 12 houses. So Jupiter in the first house. Jupiter in the first house very often gives a sense of optimism. Somebody who often perhaps maybe can be very worldly traveled in some kind of way, but a kind of happy-go-lucky kind of life, a very expansive life, maybe a larger than life kind of character. That is what Jupiter in the first house will tend to bring. If you have Jupiter in the second house is the house of money, a house of one's resources and security. So by Jupiter being in the second house, it can definitely bring a sense of perhaps maybe wealth, or somebody who's good with money, or somebody who has an ability to make money on a very large scale. That is Jupiter in the second house. It's very often very common with people with Jupiter in the second house, you know, that they are very fortunate or very lucky in terms of earning money, or earning, you know, perhaps maybe being in jobs that bring about earning huge amounts of money. And having a huge amount of resources, because the second house is the house of resources. If you have Jupiter perhaps in your third house, this can be around your way of thinking, your ability to communicate. So somebody with Jupiter in the third house can perhaps communicate, hugely, has a lot of intellectuality, words, communication, getting around. Is something that comes to them extremely very, very easy, and they are very lucky in that particular department. They may have great amounts of wisdom and intellectual insights, as that will be a strength for somebody who has Jupiter in the third house. Jupiter in the fourth house could perhaps maybe protect or bless one, or somebody could be fortunate in the area of the home, family. Perhaps where they live, because the fourth house is to do with where you live. It's the home. It's a place where you call home. They can be perhaps maybe, an opportunity to be, maybe live in a very big, maybe spacious place, to be blessed with a nice, beautiful property, to grow up perhaps in a nice, wonderful family. That is what Jupiter in the fourth house, these are the kinds of advantages that Jupiter in the fourth house can bring. If you have Jupiter in the fifth house, this is the house of play. It's the house of fun, entertainment. It's the house of love life. It's also the house of children. So this is the place where Jupiter can perhaps maybe bless for you. It can bring abundance of fortunate things through these different vehicles. It could be through hobbies or through your creative expression. Jupiter it gives you an expansive and an abundant way of expressing yourself and being gifted with wonderful gifts in your life by having Jupiter in the fifth house. But also bless you with, perhaps maybe many children, great creativity. That would be Jupiter being in the fifth house. If you have Jupiter in the sixth house, Jupiter in the sixth house can be around your work, your day-to-day work. Your ability to be of service for other people, somebody who perhaps maybe is very enthusiastic and very optimistic about their daily work, their ability to be able to help other people, in daily life, to be of service, because sixth house is also being of service. The sixth house is also connected with things like health. So Jupiter in the sixth house can perhaps maybe promote good health. Having a good health is something that we would all like, I would say. So it could perhaps maybe, provide good health, a healthy body and things of that nature. So that is also Jupiter in the sixth house. Jupiter in the seventh house, this is the house of relationships, the house of partnerships, the house of marriage. So to have Jupiter in the seventh house can open up doors and opportunities to perhaps maybe having a relationship that is fortunate. Perhaps maybe also a relationship that could come about through maybe through traveling, or perhaps maybe having a marriage or a relationship that is, being married to somebody who is very intelligent and very philosophical and perhaps very spiritual. Or perhaps maybe also engaging in relationships that are connected with a foreign land, with a foreign person, somebody from a different culture, perhaps. That is Jupiter in the seventh house. The seventh house is also people that we deal with on a one-to-one level. So also as well, perhaps maybe being attracted to people who are quite, philosophical or quite spiritual in many ways, that ability to be able to engage and attract and to, have some kind of positive relationship with them. Jupiter in the eighth house. Well, the eighth house is the house of other people's resources. It's the house of inheritance. So Jupiter here could open up opportunities for you, maybe through investments, maybe through marriage, that you can be blessed in and seek opportunity in gaining through other people's resources. And that allows you to be able to have more resources, more money of yourself, as this is what the eighth house essentially is connected to. The eighth house is also associated with the house of death. And Jupiter there is known to be the planet that is a life giver in many ways. So Jupiter there can also often indicate perhaps somebody who's perhaps going to be blessed and endowed in life as a whole, somebody who perhaps maybe may live a long life. That is Jupiter again in the eighth house, but can really bless you perhaps with the ability to, benefit through other people's resources and other people's money. That is Jupiter in the eighth. If you have Jupiter in the ninth house, now this is a very appropriate place for Jupiter, because the ninth house is somewhat is house in a sense, in the fact that the ninth house is the house of long distance traveling, it's the house of higher learning, it's the house of spirituality. So by having Jupiter in the ninth house, can really indicate somebody perhaps who's going to travel a lot, who's going to travel the world, who's always, traveling here and there and everywhere, somebody who's perhaps maybe very highly educated, somebody who's perhaps interested in studying and getting degrees and getting the masters. That is Jupiter in the ninth house. Somebody who's perhaps very, very philosophical, very, very spiritual, maybe even religious orientated also as well. That would be Jupiter in the ninth house. But the expansion for adventure and to want to broaden their perspective, horizons on the world, would be Jupiter in the ninth house. Jupiter in the 10th house, this is the house of career, your profession, how you're seen in the public place. So Jupiter there can actually indicate somebody who's going to be, who's going to benefit, or somebody who's going to be very lucky, we could say, in the area of career. Perhaps they're going to be in a career that's quite big and quite expansive. Perhaps they're going to be quite popular. Perhaps they're going to be in a position that is very high up or considered quite high in that particular profession. Maybe a leader, a teacher, of some sort. That would be Jupiter essentially in the 10th house. Or perhaps maybe even being in a kind of job that is Jupiterian orientated. So maybe it's connected with wisdom, it's connected with ethics, it's connected with law, it's connected with traveling, perhaps. That would be Jupiter in the 10th house. And then Jupiter in the 11th house, this is the house of friends, acquaintances, people who we are connected to, groups, people who are of great benefit to us. So having Jupiter there is really good because it can really increase your social resources. It can allow you to know people, perhaps maybe in high places, to have very good friends, friends who are of nobility, friends who have strong ethics and strong morals, and friends that who can perhaps maybe support you and offer you wisdom and bring you perhaps also some luck and maybe even fortune coming through friends. This is actually what's known as the house of joy for Jupiter. So Jupiter particularly likes that house. And Jupiter in the 12th house. Now, the 12th house is more kind of behind the scenes. It's to do with our inner psyche. It's to do with our unconscious. It's also connected with ancestral, also as well, things that need to be developed in our life. So Jupiter in the 12th house actually is very, very spiritual. So when people have Jupiter in the 12th house, it can tend to indicate somebody who can really go on the inside of their psychological world and really find meaning. Somebody who will really be attracted to kind of spiritual pursuits, understanding, other people, perhaps, and also living a particular life that is very giving towards other people, being very compassionate, being able to offer other people insights into how they can perhaps maybe improve their lives would be Jupiter in the 12th house. There's also a sense that people with Jupiter in the 12th house are overallly somewhat protected. Unconsciously, these people can pretty much go anywhere or travel anywhere, and there's a kind of a guardian angel sort of like looking over them. So Jupiter in the 12th house is sort of like the guardian angel, which is constantly looking over and protecting one. And that is Jupiter in the 12th house. So those are just some of the little key manifestations or many of the ways how Jupiter can manifest, depending in which house that he is in your chart. So always try to pay close attention to your Jupiter as he is your guardian angel, as I quoted earlier on. He is your need to want to expand. Wherever he is in your chart, that is where you are constantly looking for meaning. What does life mean for you? What does that particular area of life mean for you? It's always where you're constantly trying to expand and you're trying to better and you're trying to advance. And it's also the area of life where you seek some kind of abundance and will get that abundance. It is where a certain amount of luck or maybe things may come to you easier in that particular area of your life. And it's also an area of life where you are naturally going to be quite optimistic towards that particular area. Thank you very much. And that is about the planet Jupiter.